sun in the skies, and I think it's a hard topic to pick. I have one eye, no offense, top four. That bear said, what's the problem? Then I asked if the enemy or cops will shop or do. That's shop or do. Every man will kill a fool from goo. Yes, if you have me or kazoo. Mamma mia, I've been done so.
Faschist. Du musst deinen Selbsthass nicht auf andere projizieren, damit keiner merkt, was für ein lieber Kerl du bist.
Deine Gewalt ist nur ein stummer Schrei an Liebe. Deine Springerstiefel sehnen sich nach Zärtlichkeit. Du hast nie gelernt, ich hab die Zukunft.
Well, we had to cut that one close.
Quick stop, that slamming on the brake, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. Eek, stop for it. Well, this is a German band. I think it was the Ärzte. Well, the Doctors. You have two albums actually here in the studio of that band. But this song is not on them. And it all has to do, and it goes about a guy who's a fascist, and he said, well, your fear of stroking, you know, when somebody wants to stroke you, you're afraid of that, and your girlfriends never listen to you, your parents never listen to you, and you're just only being so aggressive, but actually you're a pretty nice guy or something like that. You're in your heart, you're a cute guy, something like that. But it's a very good song.
And is it very long? I mean, is that why you hit the brakes so hard?
No, the ending is with a nice, soft whistling part, but it's a tape that we played on bar nights, and it's sort of mixed, so another song would start just right in the middle of the nice whistling part. So I just, bang, right. Hit the brakes, or we are already into another song. Listen to them.
So when you say you play it on bar nights, you play it in the bar, or you you have a... okay, I thought maybe you had a certain kind of like bar night show on radio.
No. We sometimes we have to make money, and then we can. The radio needs money, so we work for it. You know, the radio people go to the squat bar, and we have one night, not every week, but so now and then we stand one night behind the bar and get a percentage of the profit.
And so then a percentage of the profit from the bar can go to the radio station.
Yes, it's one way we make money. And that's good. Right. So and we play our own music and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And who owns the bar?
Nobody does.
Ah, it's a collective bar?
Yes, it's a collective bar. It's about 25 people working. I'm eating while I'm talking, huh? But that's possible here. It's about 25 people working there. And all voluntarily. And every week there's a meeting. So they can schedule up when they're going to work.
So it's very much like the Little Planet.
Something like that, yeah. But yeah. This one is with beer.
With beer. And what else do they serve
whiskey
there?
And
whiskey. Yes. What else?
Well, vodka, tequila, rum. We have Havana Club with Cuban rum.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a good one. Good stuff. Jameson's Irish whiskey you have. Zubrovka vodka. It's very nice. Very soft in taste. And, of course, normal beer. Normal lager. And we have Old English dry cider. That's my favorite. And we have white beer. And we have some microbrewery thing going on. Beer on. That's changed sometimes.
Are there any smoking products available?
No. We don't sell pot in our squat bar. No. There's so many coffee shops around that. Yeah. And people have their own places where they go to get their best thing.
And I guess you have enough problem being a squat bar. Or would that wouldn't cause you any more problems, so as long as you sold the right amount.
It's just an extra hassle to organize. And we had some people who said, well, can we sell our homegrown at your bar? We said, no, come on. If you want to sell your homegrown, you do that somewhere else or not within the collective thing. Because you have to think about where the profit goes to and how it's going to, how are you going to bookkeep those things, you know? There's a lot of bookkeeping extra to do. So that's not a good idea.
It would be okay if you kept the books on hemp paper.
Well, no.
No, never mind. So what else would you like to tell us about your radio station?
Our radio station, what we actually do is not the same as Radio Free Berkeley. We have a broadcast once a week from 11 in the morning till 8 in the evening. And that's because we are sort of collective. We used to do 3 nights in a week, and we had 3 hours a night, and then you also had to have a radio meeting, so all the people work at the radio station come together and talk about stuff like that. What you're gonna broadcast? What are you gonna cover? Are you going to that demonstration or whatever? You know, so you don't do things double. And we thought, well, the better thing is just to take one day, and we do it the whole day, like from 11 till 8. And everybody is there in the studio or drops by at 2 o'clock or something and does his thing. And we don't have to have a meeting because everything concerning about the radio station we discuss during the show. Off mic, of course.
Off mic.
Yeah, not with the mic on. Not like, who are you going to clean the toilet? No, I will. And stuff like that. You know, to do that on the air. You better play music then or something. Hmm. Well, other things we do on a radio station is we try to inform everybody, the Amsterdam community. It's Amsterdam and out of Amsterdam. So it's yeah.
So about how much of a radius do you think you cover?
Pretty 25 miles, 30 miles, I think. That's pretty cool because we are a flat country, you know, so we have a lot of interference of high buildings and stuff like that because we're not located in such a high building, but that's okay. It's okay, you know.
Do you get a lot of calls from the listeners in that radius?
Yeah, yeah.
And how often are you on?
Well, me personally or...
Both. You personally and the station.
Well, once a week we are on, so once a week I'm on too, and I'm there all day. So you can hear me sometimes. And what I do, my specialty is squatting news, but also queer rights, queer nation, and feminist issues. But also, what we do extra is anti-fascist things. We talk a lot about fascism because it's really heavy, especially in Germany, but also in Holland, attacking of asylum seekers' homes and stuff like that. It's getting more and more terrible, and we have two fascist parties in the one in the government and the other one is trying to get in the government.
So there's a fascist party within the government,
yeah,
that I guess the government is obviously permissive about and lets them in, and then there's another fascist party trying to get in the government,
yeah,
I guess because them being in the government gives them more power.
Yeah.
Or more permission to do whatever shit they
want
to do.
Yeah, more permission. You get more money in your party, whatever wallet.
Why do you think the government even allows those parties in? What does the government gain from that?
It's freedom of speech. It's democracy. You can start up a political party, and if you gain so much votes, you get elected, and you get in the government. So we have not a two-party system or something like you have. Like liberal, if not Democrats, and the conservatives or something. And we have, you have more too. You have Ross Perot, you have the Greens, you have the Rainbow, and Peace and something.
Peace and Freedom, yeah.
Yeah, Peace and Freedom Party. I don't know them parties, so I cannot talk about that one. But we have the same stuff, actually. We also have the Green Party, and we have left, middle, and right wing parties. And they're all, now we have a combined government. So it's with the... liberals with the socialists, well, they call socialists, ha ha ha. Well, it's the same as Bill Clinton's party, actually. It's Democrats, but okay. So we have the liberals, the Democrats, I will call it. Boy, what's the other one? Well, who cares? They suck anyway. But yeah, we talk a lot about right extremist things. Within the community, of course, and although, well, not within the community, we don't have fascists in the community like the community, but they have, you have fascists in Amsterdam.
Sure, well, there's fascists here also.
Yeah. How much fascists you have here? I want to ask, but I haven't seen one yet. And what are they wearing? Are they dressed like skinheads or like little Adolf Hitlers or whatever? We have a caller. You have to put open. Hello?
Hello, caller, go ahead. Wait. Caller, wait.
Start over.
We had you technically messed up. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to get one point clarified. I wasn't clear from what you were saying, Lizette. When you say there's a fascist party in the government, does that mean it's in the cabinet or in the parliament?
Yeah, it's in the cabinet.
Oh, okay. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, well,
it's... in the system, it's like you get elected and you get in the government, but obviously the other parties choose who they're going to get in the coalition with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the main party in the government?
I'm sorry?
Is there one big party in the government?
No, it's not a big party. It only has one person.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, is there a big party that forms the bulk of the cabinet and then there's a couple of small parties with it, or is there a whole bunch of small parties?
Well, you have bigger parties and smaller parties.
Yeah, in the cabinet. So in the cabinet, there's some big right mainstream, sort of mainstream right-wing party that... Okay.
Yeah, and it has a lot of members, and to be exact on the fascist guy, he's only alone in this cabinet thing.
I see, but the mainstream right wing doesn't consider the fascists sufficiently disreputable to dissociate themselves from them.
Well, they do sometimes, and it has to do on certain issues he brings up.
Yeah.
And it depends on what kind of issue. Most of the time, he's not even there.
Yeah.
It's only there when the cameras are on.
Supposedly bourgeois democratic countries, the right-wing parties, mainstream right-wing parties, generally try to dissociate themselves from fascists and would not in most cases, would not form a coalition government with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they try to avoid and ignore him as much as possible. That's the thing, what's going on.
That seems like a strange thing, that they would let him into the cabinet and then they'd ignore him.
Yeah, but that's the freedom of voting.
But are you saying in the Netherlands that getting that you can get to the cabinet just by having people elected rather than by being accepted by your coalition partners?
Yeah, well, it's an election thing. Well,
in Germany or Italy even, and I'm not defending the bourgeoisie of those countries, certainly, but in those countries have a small party, like a small fascist party, would get some seats in parliament. The mainstream right-wing parties would not have them in the cabinet because they wouldn't want to be associated with them in that open way.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't have to have them in the cabinet.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm wondering. I'm trying to get this a clear idea of how the Dutch system works differently, where you get into the cabinet just by virtue of having representatives in parliament.
Yeah, well, I cannot answer that question very well because I don't understand myself too.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in.
All right, caller, thank you very much.
Yeah, they actually try to get the fascist party to be forbidden by law, but it's a hard thing to do, and that's where the discussion is about also amongst other political parties, how to deal with it, because people voted for the guy, so what are you going to do, you know, ignore the votes? And that's a hard thing to do. What they do is ignoring the fascist guy. That's what they do, and exclude him from anything. And it ends up that the guy is only there in parliament when the cameras are there, when something happens. So, and yeah. Stupid people don't vote right extremists because they don't do anything for you. That's true.
Well, they're pretty self-serving.
Yeah, yeah, that's the shit thing of it.
Okay, Lisette, thank you very much. We're kind of coming to the close. I wanted to thank you for coming here from Amsterdam.
Yes.
To do our little radio show here and for joining
playing
us.
Playing our music.
Uh-huh.
Right? So people can hear what we play. So now and then.
Which is
except
great.
For the free jazz. We don't play that.
Oh, well. I thought maybe it was a good mix. I think we mixed it up pretty good from time to time.
Yeah, I think we found a coalition thing going on here with the punk rock
and free jazz.
And free jazz, yes.
Right. So maybe you might want to try that in Amsterdam, see how it flies.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, great.
Maybe when you come over, you can bring some free jazz with you and we can play that.
Okay,
course.
I'll do that. And you've been listening to The Colors of Air on Free Radio Berkeley, 104.1 FM. It's our community radio station here in Berkeley. And I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you for your feedback and your phone calls. And for further support, you can call 464-3041, and you can support this station in any way you can possibly think of, from your money to your heart. I'm Andrew Rosenthal, and I'll be back again next Wednesday. And Judy is here with Judy's mixed bag, and she'll be on in a couple minutes.
Yeah, and I was Lisette, but I'm not coming back.
You'll be back sometime.
Maybe on the internet thing, if it works out. You never know.
Yeah, that'd be great. So once again, Lisette, thank you very much.
Thank you too, Andrew.
You're welcome.
And everybody from Free Radio Berkeley. And I wish everybody, and also Stephen, with his court case, because the judge still has to say what... You know? What? Something.
Right.
So we're all thinking about that.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to go out with Aretha Franklin and my usual closing theme. Take yourselves real good care. Have a great day.
Take me to heart and I'll always love you. Nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unsure. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Understand, she's not just. just a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like her man. If you wanna do right,
do right,
hold
do right,
day,
do right,
woman. Stop.